Around. He's really close. He's after you. So that's why we have that training to tell us, get ready. That's why he said, don't put it in the sheath. You're relaxing. Don't. Because he's going to sneak up right behind you. Yeah. But we learned, he says that we're in a battle. We're in a battle. And he says, we're in a battle right now. He said, it's setting in array right now in this very room. Because he's coming after you. He said, it's doubt and it's faith.
Yeah.
He says, there's the two of them. He says, that's that warring battle that's always goes on. He makes you doubt. He makes you doubt the power of that sword. He makes you doubt that you ain't got no power in that sword.
Yeah.
We know we do.
Amen.
We know we do. We believe with all of our heart. And also we learned something else, that we're not wandering stars.
Amen.
He says that wandering stars is, I wonder that. I wonder if this will happen. I wonder if I'll get healed. I wonder if that's the truth. Not us.
Amen.
Not us. He said, we are positionally placed stars.
Amen.
We know exactly where we are in God's great universe that's out there. He said, from the beginning of time, that was the Bible. He says that it was. It's out there. The stars, the zodiac. That's what he said. And he says, my mother's up there. He says, my brother's up there. So I'm up there.
Amen.
You're up there.
Amen.
You're up there someplace.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's wonderful when we recognize that we know that we're in his economy. You know, as we're fellowshipping back there, I don't understand everything what Brother Branham says. I can't explain that, like he's saying. I can't explain faith and healing and how. I just believe it.
Amen.
The prophet of God said it. I believe it. That settles it. It's good enough for me. But we do that in training his army. He says he's dressing them. He says we're training and getting dressed every single day. Every message that we listen to, every prayer that we do to go before the Lord, he's training us. He's training us what to do to be prepared for that enemy. And we have a great responsibility because that who we are, that goes with it, who that you are. When you are Christians, when you say you're Christians, you know what Christians means? He says it's Christ-like. He says, so we have a great responsibility. And the enemy tries to tell you all the time, he lets you think, you know what, you're nobody. He tries to tell you that you're nobody. You know what? I'm just a housewife. I'm just a housewife. I'm just a sister. I'm nothing. I'm a little kid. I'm nothing. I'm nobody. When I make a decision or if I do something, it affects me. It doesn't affect nobody else. Whatever, I can do whatever I want to do. It doesn't affect nobody else. Does it? Let's hear what the prophet of God said about that. He told us the other night in the greatest battle ever fought. You know, I told the brother that when you want to read quotes from the greatest battle, you might as well just play the whole tape. You can't pick out one quote from that message. It's just too many of them. It's just loaded. Like I said, it's a go-to message. You get down, you get depressed, press play, buddy. That'll get you. So let's listen if it's if you're anybody or who that you are or what you're responsible for. It's a long quote. He says, and I thought of the order of the heavenly hosts, not one of them out of place. Everyone keeps his time perfectly. God's great army. I thought of the soldiers, how that if the moon would happen to get out of order, the earth would be covered again in water just in a few minutes. The earth would be just like it was when God decided to use it for to have us here on it again. It was there without form and void and darkness, and water was upon the earth and beneath the earth. And if that moon would ever move, it would do the same thing again. When the moon rocks a little bit away from the earth, the tide comes up. When it goes down, just follows the tide back. It's God's great army. And when I thought about that, the thing of God's great army there, and then I begin to think that not one of those get out of their place. Not one star gets out of their place. They're all set in place. And if they're moving anywhere, any of them, for its cause, and it will affect the earth. We've just seen the results of it now from some of them moving into their own spots. It affects everything. And then I thought, if the great heavenly host like that has to keep its place to make everything in order, what about the disorder of the heavenly host? How, when one gets out of order, how it throws the whole thing out of cater. The whole program of God is upset when one member gets out of order. We should constantly to strive to keep the order of the Spirit.
Amen.
Constantly. He says, and the only thing that he is waiting for is for his army to get their positions like the stars. Get into position. Every one of you. Every one of you. Who here is a member of the Bride of Jesus Christ? Raise your hand. Keep it up. Don't put it down. Because I want you to look at the person and all around this room and then that you are listening in. And you look around the room in the church. Because the decisions you make, and if you get out of order, you affect them. He says if one member gets out of order, it affects the whole member. And we're all members. Amen? Put your hands down. It's something. It's the urgency of what we need to be checked up every minute of every hour. It's the things that so easily beset us. That's what it is. Brother Bram says, like temper, jealous, talking about one another, doing things, attitudes that we have. Those are the easily things that easily beset us. They don't seem like they're big things. They're big things. He says to be exactly like Christ. He says that we have to be checked up all today and imperfect with God's army. And we're talking about training, constantly in that training. I was thinking today, have you ever heard of the Blue Angels? Have you ever heard of the planes that fly over? What every airplane pilot I've ever talked to or have ever heard of, they want to fly with the Blue Angels. They talk about that's the most prestigious Air Force pilots there are. And they use the Navy and they use the Marine pilots to fly in precision timing. They practice all the time. They have to be perfect to be in that elite group. And when they fly in formation, I was reading today and I've seen pictures of them that you have. There's five jets, and they're flying across the sky at hundreds of miles an hour. And they say their wings are 18 inches apart. That's not very far apart. And then they'll turn and fly and buzz and then come right to each other, and then they turn with one another and go. They have to be exactly on time. If they don't, they crash. They kill. How important, and that's planes, that's jets. They said if one of them, when they fly in that formation at 18 inches apart, if one of them just moves a little bit out of the way, he kills them all. Just one little hiccup. Could be one little air wave that hits him. He's got to be prepared. He's got to be ready. He's got to act instantly. He's got to correct. As soon as that goes that way, he's got to make his correction. That's what we have to do. In the Word, you have to be there. All lives depend upon it. Our going home depends upon it. It depends on all of you, little ones, big ones, women, men, brothers, sisters, all of us. It depends. We got to fly precision. And it's something those precision man was thinking about that today. You know, you can always recognize instantly and identify when you see one of those men. If you've ever been to an air show or seen one of them, I don't know if you've ever been and seen one of those guys around, you can instantly identify the character in that man. I mean, they are perfect. They're trained to the max. There's no nonsense about them. They're totally focused on what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. At any minute, when you look at them, what they do, just the way their mannerisms, the character of the person comes out inside of them. The way they dress, the way that they look, they do themselves. It's even when they go to their planes and doing everything. It really impresses me, and I've talked to you about that a little before. I mean, it's in perfect timing, the way that they do. Everything is precision with them. That's natural. We are spiritual. We need to be the same thing. We need to be perfectly. We are getting perfectly trained tonight of what that we're doing. But you can then identify him, the way that he talks and the way that he does, and instantly to know. And you can look at them. You can look at that guy and when he comes in and saying, that dude's not a Methodist or he's not a Baptist. That's a royal seed of Abraham right there. That's what the world needs to say. Now, that's not a denominational guy walking right there, man. That's the real deal right there. You know what? And the enemy trembles. When he sees somebody like you, he says, don't mess with that dude. He'll send you right back to hell where you come from. That's what the Word in us does. He sends that enemy right back. And if we believe that with all our heart, it's the power of the Word that lives inside of the Bride of Jesus Christ. We believe when we speak the Word. It's just not idle words and say, I'll pray for you. When we pray for somebody, it goes into action. You got to believe it. He said, that's that F-A-I-T-H. Pull your sword out, and that's what does it. The enemy don't, he's fears. He fears when we go to prayer. Because he said, when the weakest of sinners goes to their knees, Satan trembles. You remember that. Remember who that you are. And if two or three were gathered together, I hear one place Brother Branham said that. He said, two or three. That's me and him. That's two. Sometimes I think I got to have a bunch of people around me. Just you and him. That's two. That's two. So we are God's billboard. We are. It is like those people that you look around the military. They bring those guys out and they put them in training so people would join the military. Everybody thinks that they want to be those airplane pilots. Not too many people get to do it. Not too many people get to be in the bride. But we're the billboards. We're the salesmen that it's on there. So we got to be perfect in everything we do. We want to be identified by our characteristics of how we are. We recognize God's prophet by his characteristics.
Amen.
He had a characteristics. He had the sign of the Messiah. It can't be replicated. It couldn't be duplicated. There's other gifts. There's other things. But there was only one prophet.
Amen.
One messenger. One. Praise the Lord. God's army. I'm happy to be part of that elite. And I want to be God's billboard. He says he don't need salesmen. He just needs billboards. Let that life live through you. And it does. You're different today than you were yesterday. And you're going to be different tonight, after tonight. To recognize the characteristic that's in you. Christ living in you. Who wants to be that? Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads. How great thou art, Lord Jesus. We truly want to be your billboards, Lord. We want you in us, Lord. We need more of you, Father. That's the desire of our heart, Lord. We cry out to you, Lord. Fill us, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Lord, first our desire is if there's anything that's in us that's not like you, Lord, Father, take it away. Lord, as we read this quote tonight, Lord, to get out of order affects the whole bride. We know according to your word that the bride has to make herself ready. Don't let it be me, Lord. Not me, Lord. Let me walk straight, Lord. You first always in my life, Lord. Sure, you're going to fall. Sure, you're going to make mistakes. But that great lamb is right there to pick you right up. Brother Ram says he doesn't even see it. He said he is a bumper car that stands up when he goes up. He knocks it out of the way. That precious blood is always there atoning for us. Constantly, day in and day out. He knows. But Lord, make us to be more like you. We have many prayer requests that have come in. There's, Lord knows them all. Many are really sick. Sick with cancer and dying. If you get the people to believe you, not even cancer will stand in the way. It's not I was, it's I am. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed, and he is here right now. That same pillar of fire, we know that. He's right here with us. How we thank you, God. Praise your name. Two or three are gathered together in your name. And Lord, here we are with our licks of fire. And we're joining them together.
Yes.
And we're going to believe for each one of these requests. We're going to hear their healings. Because God's going to restore their health to them.
Amen.
I do especially want to remember our brother Gordon Tatuni. He's being much better. They've moved him out of intensive care into another room. It has to be. We've prayed. We believe. Like the rest of them. It has to be.
Amen.
We believe it.
Yeah.
So you want to hold your request in your heart. And let number one be, Lord, be more like you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That's my first request, the top of the list, Lord. That's my first request. And you're going to grant it tonight. Lord, be with me. Be with the person sitting next to me. Be with these requests, Lord. You know each one of them. Be with my brothers and sisters and their needs, Lord. Fill us, Lord Jesus. And if you believe it, it's thus saith the Lord. You can have it. It's already done. It's already been bought and paid for. So let's just sing our little song. They'll reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by, because that we know that He's here with us and He's passing by. We want to reach out and grab You, Lord. Grab You and not let go. Never let go, Lord Jesus. The desire of our hearts. Let's just sing it as I invite Brother William to come up and take these requests before the Lord. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Who needs to supply?
Passing by at this very moment, Lord, our every need to supply. How great Thou art, Lord. Truly from the bottom of our hearts, we, Lord, we just want to make You welcome here tonight, Father. Lord, we know that You're here, Lord, but Father, just to visualize that You're right here, Lord, and to see You, Lord, and if I see You walk in this room, I'd run up to You and say, Lord, I love You. Lord, I'd fall at Your feet and say, I love You. Lord, from the bottom of my heart. Lord, I just want You to feel welcome tonight, Lord. Father, I want every word, every song, everything to be pleasing to You, Lord. Father, we love You from the bottom of our hearts, Lord. Father, every hand that was raised, Lord, and every, Lord, need and every request that's on the altar, Lord, here, just pray that You intercede for them, Lord. Lord, You know everyone, Lord. Father, every request behind the heart, every hand, Lord, in this visible audience, and the ones that are streaming in from all around the world, Lord, You know each one, Father. Lord, we love You, Father. We know that it's a finished work, Lord. And truly, Lord, You've been training us, Lord, and we have faith and believe and know that Your word can't fail, Lord. And it's according to Your word that we ask anything in Your name that it'll be done, Father. Lord, we just ask as a group and a body of believers around that You just answer each request, Father, every desire, Lord, and Lord, truly to be more like You is just, Father, that's the greatest desire in our heart, Lord, and Father, to be a billboard, Lord, that's worthy of, Lord, the gospel that You've given us, Lord, and Father, how many times we fall so short, Lord, and Father, to realize that we had our hands raised and looking at our brothers and sisters, Lord, that something maybe I did could affect the walk or affect the one next to me. Oh, God, have mercy on us, Lord. Lord, I just want to be more like You, Father. We just love You, and Lord, want to commit this service into Your hands. Lord, we thank You for bringing us here and allowing us to gather together one more time, Lord. We just appreciate You from the bottom of our heart. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. Supply. Oh, reach out. Wednesday night back at the tabernacle, and this little worship song that I had on my heart is All Hail King Jesus.
Amen.
All Hail Emmanuel. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, that bright morning star. Oh, I just love that little chorus, and let's just sing it together as we start our worship service. All Hail King Jesus.
Sorrow and deepest despair.
Jesus has set me free.
Oh, brother, this is that. Sister, this is that. This is not the collective call.
When Paul went down to Ephesus in search of Saul, he found.
He asked him if they'd heard about the Holy Ghost coming down.
They had not heard it, they believed it is a positive fact that they received the Holy Ghost, and brother, this is bad. Oh, brother, this is bad. Sister, this is bad. This is bad, that's what I came to call. Oh, brother, this is bad. Sister, this is bad. This is not the collective call. Now when you hear us sing and shout, please do not sympathize. For you will know with the Holy Ghost we have been baptized. Well, God has never lost his power. We have proof of that. That he still gives the Holy Ghost. And brother, this is bad. Oh, brother, this is bad.
Whatsoever years may bring, if by earthly friends forsaken, still closely to him cling. Amen. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Oh, God, you have been true.
Identifying himself by his own characteristics. Amen. Truly to reassure that God's five-star general, J-E-S-U-S,
Amen.
Speaking through his prophet,
Amen.
To assure us once again tonight that we are the bride of Jesus Christ
Amen.
And we're following the right one. Amen?
Amen?
God bless you. Here's Brother Branham.